Aleishu Chelik Beis Tav Kuf Tzadiches at the bottom. Hinei Neida Boilam Midivrei Maran Gaon Rabbi Yisrael Nishmas Eden Sheyesh Shnei Minei Bitachon. People generally cite Rabbi Yisrael Miselant regarding the fact that there are two types of Bitachon. Lechovos Elevavos Tzarich Livtoach BaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Hishtadlus Davka. We said Lechovos Elevavos at the top of this page, one has to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the process of Hishtadlus, through putting in effort to make a living. Ki asur lismeich al hanes, one is forbidden to rely on miracles. Ve'av she'ein ma'atzor l'kadosh baruch hu le'she'af b'lo hishtadlus. Even though we realize, we recognize and acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help without Hishtadlus, without us having to put in that effort. Af al pichin ma she'bechoichoi la'ases mechoyav la'ases. The person is obligated to do whatever he can do. This is of course a paraphrase of a pasuk. Ashlich al Hashem yavcha. According to him, bitachon means to cast your burden upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bli shum siba, and not to be involved in any activity to bring about parnasa. In brackets, again, b'sefer Even Yisrael, drush gimel, b'dibur maschil yishuv shnei midrashim hamedabim minan bitachon. So this is how people see it, as a stark contrast between the Chovos HaLevavos and the Ramban, as if there is a major gulf between the opinions. Let's look at the Ramban. Kavanas agris hiladivei Ramban bebechukisai rishoin al pasuk venosati mishkani beseichichem. It's a famous comment of the Ramban, Parshas Bechukisai. Ve'aklal, he says, the bottom line is, ki beyois Yisrael shleimim ve'em rabim. When Bnei Yisrael are shleimim, when they are on a high level, dedicated to Hashem, and many of them, we're not talking about individuals, but the masses, lo yisnaheg inyanam beteva klal. The matters are not dealt with naturally at all. Loi begufam veloi beartzam. This applies to the bodies, not natural, and the country, the way it functions. Loi bechlalam veloi beyachid mehem. We're talking about the masses and the individuals. Ki yevarech Hashem lachmam umeimam. This is again a paraphrase of the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless the bread and water, v'yasim machalam mikirbam, and remove illness from among them. Ad shelo yitzterchu lirofe, to the point where they will not need any medical care. Ulishtamer bedech midarkei arefu'a klal. They won't have to be concerned at all with the ways of medicine. Kemo yishkasuv ki ani Hashem roifeecha. I, Hashem, am your doctor, your healer. This is what happened in the times of Nevoah, when Nevoah was still functional. When there was a situation where one of these people became ill, they didn't seek out healers, they sought out Nevi'im, like the case of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The pasuk says about the king Asa, גם בכל יוי לא ידרש את השם כי ברפאים. In his illness he did not seek out Hashem, but rather the healers. ואילו היה דבר רפאים נהוג בהם. If it had been the case in that time that going to the doctor was a common occurrence, מתם שיזכיר הרפאים. What is this pasuk saying then? He went to the doctor. That would be taken for granted. אין האשם רק בעבור שלא דרש השם. What the pasuk is accusing him of is not seeking out Hashem in his illness. אבל הוא כאשר יאמר, Rather, the pasuk works like a person saying, Reuven did not eat matzah during Pesach, but rather chametz. That is what is meant. In his illness, he did not seek out Hashem, but rather went to the doctors. He didn't eat matzah, he rather ate chametz. אבל הדרש Hashem בנביא לא ידרש ברפים. Those who went to seek out Hashem through the Navi, they had no need to inquire of the doctors. What portion is there for healers in the house of those who do the will of Hashem? After he assured us, I will bless your bread, your water, and remove illness from your midst. So we see in this last sentence, the Ramban says explicitly, this should be larifim. Machelek larifim beveis eiseretzon Hashem. What room is there? What need is there for healers in the house of those who do the will of Hashem? She'enam zekukim lihishtadlus tiv'is klal. They don't need any naturalistic effort. Kisamim bitchonam b'Hashem yitzbarach. It's not so straightforward as the author is going to show now. We need to bother the student, the reader, to properly clarify the view of the Ramban. This sugya of bitachon is deep, it is broad. It is not less important than any sugya in Nashim or Nezikim. הרמב"ן כותב בתחילת פרשת וישלח, at the beginning of וישלח, כי נכתבה הפרשה הזאת, that it was recorded, להודיע כי הציל הקדוש ברוך הוא עבדו, הקדוש ברוך הוא saved Yaakov from Esav, ולמדנו עוד שהוא לא יבטח בצדקסוי. Furthermore, that Yaakov did not just rely on his righteousness, והשתדל בהצלה בכל יכולתו. He did whatever he could to save himself. He prepared.
You see that Yaakov Avinu did whatever he could to protect himself.
Similarly, v'chashe Yaakov bikesh secharoi milavan, when he wanted his wages, v'hisna imoishe kol se nakoid v'talu, v'chol se hum b'kesovim v'talu v'nakoid bo'izim yesh Eloi, they made a certain agreement about peculiar looking animals, hishtamesh ba'itza shel ha'maklois, didn't just sit back, but he used this counsel, this strategy of the peeled sticks placed by the troughs in Parshas Vayetze. After that, when Lavan changes his agreement, after Lavan tries to trick him and to change his agreement time after time, boy love Malach b'chalim, and Malach appears to Yaakov Avinu in a dream. Vayom esana einecha ure kol ha'atudim ha'olim al tzein akudim nekudim uvrudim ki ra'is es kol asher Lavan eselecha. I see everything that Lavan is trying to do to you, and the sheep, the goats are going to be born with particular markings. V'chosan ha-Ramban hazeh, the Ramban comments, Zeh haya achar she'chilif es maskurtoi, it's after Lavan tried, again, to deny him his proper wages. U'lechach oma ki ra'is es kol asher Lavan eselecha, that's why it says, I've seen whatever Lavan is trying to do to you. Her'aloi b'chaloim ki alu alatzin ha'atudim v'chulam akudim. So in a dream he was shown that the sheep, the goats, will be born with these markings. V'achareichen hayu kulam nekudim v'shuv hayu kulam berudim. V'higiv ki uro'e ha'chamas sh'asar lo Lavan l'achliv es maskurtoi. Hashem is aware of the iniquity of Lavan. V'yaseh s'anoladim kamar'e she'yitzrech elav Yaakov. And the newborn lambs and kids will be as Yaakov needs. U'mikan ve'eilach lo yaseh Yaakov makloes. From this point onwards, Yaakov would not resort to the business of these peeled sticks, ki boitech b'Hashem yisugav, because one who trusts in Hashem is exalted. Hare Yaakov Avinu alav ha'shalom nokat b'ishtadlus nimetzes. Yaakov Avinu did whatever he could. He was very much involved in ishtadlus ad shehivtiach lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yazor lo, until he had a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would help him. Ve'az hifsik b'ishtadlusoy. Then he stopped his ishtadlus. Now we go back to the paragraph at the top. Look at that paragraph carefully. What portion is there for healers in the house of those who do the will of Hashem? He continues, once Hashem promises, I will bless your bread and your water and remove illness from your midst. The Ramban is saying explicitly, where there's a promise from Shamayim, then there's no more room for Ishtadlus. When it comes to the matter of sending out men to war, and the announcement is made, anyone who is afraid should turn back. It's a machlokes tanoim. One Tana says it refers to the sins that the person has, but according to Rabbi Akiva, kemashma'oi, it's literal. Ki mi shiori acha havtachas ha-kohen einenu botech b'shem karoi. A person is afraid after the kohen assures them that God will be with them and accompany them to battle. Such a person has no bitachon, no proper bitachon, ve'lo yeyoseh lo ha-neis, and therefore is not deserving of the neis. Harei acha havtacha yetzich litoch b'shem. After this assurance, he was required to trust in Hashem. Since he's lacking in bitachon, he's required to go back home. We see here the machlokes between the Ramban and the Chovos HaLevavos is much narrower. What we learn is that the Ramban mechayev hishtadlus. He too obligates a person to do hishtadlus. It's where there's been an assurance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the person then should use his bitachon and not hishtadlus.
So what is the machlokes? It's in fact very narrow. Chidushei shel chovesu levavoisu she'adam metzuve lishtadel b'mizonosav. The chovesu levavois, as we saw on the previous page, holds it to be an obligation.
In both in mizonosav, in his livelihood, ushainenav,
ve'la'amoid bevitchonei b'shem izborach yachad im ishtadlusoi. According to him, it's an obligation, and while pursuing ishtadlus, he needs to incorporate bitachon into it. From the Ramban, it seems ishtadlus is sometimes necessary, but there's no mitzvah in it, as the Chovos Elav voice holds.
The machlokes is very narrow. Gam kesheyesh havdacha mefoireshes, ein ze mehadvarim akalim liftoch b'Hashem bli kol ishtadlus.
Even when there's an explicit promise, it is not easy to trust in Hashem without doing any ishtadlus.
ובמקום שיש הכרח או חיוב להשתדלות, where there's an obligation to act, לפעול בכל דרכים הטבעיות, ולא לסמוך על זה כלל.
It's difficult to do whatever one can, all the means at one's disposal, but not to rely on it.
ולחיות עם הידיעה הברורה, and to live with a clear knowledge, כי כל הצלחה היא רק מהשם, that success comes from הקדוש ברוך הוא.
זוהי מעבודת הקשס במקדש. It's a very difficult challenge.
זוהי עבודתו של האדם ישראל המושרש בלכוס. That's the avodah of a Jew who's rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ואמונתו חזקה בהשגחה פרטית שהכל בידי יתברך.
And his emunah is solid, that his affairs are directed and guided by divine providence.
האדם המכניס את הביטחון לשיח השתדלוס,
the person who inserts ביטחון, injects it into his השתדלוס, הוא המקיים הייחוד השלם בליבוי כדברי הריש בהוסיים.
You started the Rosh a little earlier. That's a person who can be said to be fulfilling a complete unification of Hashem in his heart.
ומה גדול הניסיון לנפון מהביטחון והששר בלכוס?
How great is the ניסיון? It's difficult. One can just fall from that level.
שהכל יסנפץ בפעולי של כוחי ועצם ידי.
The whole thing will shatter in the midst of the thoughts of כוחי ועצם ידי.
ומי שמחזיק הביטחון הבהיר בבראי בכל השתדלויותיו.
Somebody holds on to clear ביטחון throughout all of his dealings and doings.
ואין קרבו של השם נחלשת, and his closest to Hashem does not weaken.
הוא מסגולויס עם קרבוי.
He is part of that close nation, אשרי לוי.
Finally, דבר נחמד והלכה למעשה חידש מרן בעל החזון איש, משמעי עדן זה לשני.
החזון איש, in אמונה ביטחון, in the second chapter, gives some practical guidelines as follows.
הנה נשחייבנו לדון כל פעולה במחשבתנו טרם עשייסה.
We're obligated to judge, to assess, to analyze any action that we're about to do before doing it,
אם היא מוסכמת ממידת הביטחון,
whether it is consistent with the מידת ביטחון.
חזל רום במדרש אבא, מקיץ, on פרשס מקיץ, כי השתדלוסי של יוסף הצדיק לבקש משר המשקים והזכרתני,
that Yosef's efforts, through his appealing to Sar Mashkim to mention him to Paroi and to free him,
hayasa kezilzul b'midas ha-bitachon.
It was a weakening on the part of Yosef HaTzadik in midas ha-bitachon.
Ve'amru asherei ha-gever asher sam Hashem yivtacho Yosef.
And then they make a point that seems to paint Yosef as a baal bitachon, a person who puts his trust in Hashem.
Ve'lo yipanah el re'avim.
Fortunately, such a person does not turn to the arrogant.
And then they make this comment, שבשביל שהוא פנה אל שר המשקים נספסף לו שתי שנים.
Because he appealed to שר המשקים, two more years of imprisonment were added to him.
It's a very odd midrash.
רצו לומר, says the חזן איש, what חזן מיתו says, יוסף ידע שאין הצלסוי תלויה בהשתדלוס לכל מיד השם.
Yosef knew that his salvation would not come through these efforts to free himself and that it comes from הקדוש ברוך הוא.
אבל ביוס שנשחייב אדם בפעולויס, since again, there's a חיוב, there's an obligation to act, ולא לסמוך על ניסה, not to rely on miracles,
חייב יוסף את עצמו לשמש בהשדמנות זוי ולבקש משר המשקים.
יוסף found himself obligated to use this opportunity and to appeal to שר המשקים.
So that was in principle correct.
However, ואומנם, בהיוס שלפי תכונס הרעבים, אין בטבעו לזכור להיטיב,
since that it is the characteristic of arrogant people that they will not remember a favor done to them and they will not seek to do good to others,
ein ra'uy ha'maaseh hazeh rak mitoch yi'ush.
This action of appealing to him was an act of desperation. It didn't really hold any realistic hope of success. It was an act of desperation. A person who is desperate will do whatever he can, even things that are completely without any hope of success.
A boiteach is not permitted to do such things.
And therefore, an act such as that for a boiteach is not obligatory. An act like that is like sprinkling dust on the light of emunah and bitachon. It dims one's emunah and bitachon. Since it's not obligatory, it is in fact forbidden. Chazal's criticism is for that action of Yosef, not on his midah of bitachon. Yosef knew full well that there's no salvation that's coming from a human being. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אבל מה שחייב עצמו לשאול מסר המשקים לא היה לפי כוונת חז"ל דין אמס. His analysis and his conclusion that he was obligated to seek help from שר המשקים according to חז"ל was not correct. אלא לא היה לו לפני סל רהבים. He should not have taken the desperate step of turning to the arrogant Egyptian. The author just summarizes it. Peulas ishtadlus mitoch yush. When a person does ishtadlus, but it's an act of desperation. Kmoi tevea banahar hoiches bikash kedel natzel. Like we say in English, grasping at straws. A person is drowning in the river and he clutches at a straw. Negedes midas bitachon. That it just stands in stark contrast to bitachon. Gam bimkom chiyuv umitzvas ishtadlus. Even where all the rishonim, all the authorities acknowledge there's the chiyuv, there's the mitzvah of Ishtadlus. Even there, ein lifnei sel re'avim. There's a limit. One should not undertake desperate actions. Ve'lo kol Ishtadlus k'shera. Not every effort is kosher. Adkan.